The birth of photography is on display at the Barnes Foundation. WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us of an exhibit called From Today, Painting is Dead.
The French painter Paul Delarue said that, From Today, Painting is Dead, in 1840 when he saw for the first time a photograph. What exactly he was looking at when he said it and whether or not he actually spoke those words are up for debate, but the head of the Barnes Foundation, Tom Collins, believed the sentiment is accurate. Collins said the reigning art academies in London and Paris of the day followed a rigid set of rules that determined the quality of a painting, and photography didn't fit. It disrupted the standards.
We live now in a world in which visual culture is really defined by photography and photo-related forms like cinema. This exhibition attempts to gauge the way in which early photographers took that inheritance from painting and transformed it into entirely new practices.
There are nearly 250 photographs in the show at the Barnes. They range from early experiments in 1840 to more popular forms of commercial studio portraiture in 1880. Along the way, there was travel photography from India and China, death photos of loved ones, and even a little bit of pornography circa 1860. They all come from the vast private collection of Michael Mattis and Judy Hochberg of Scarsdale, New York. Over 40 years, they have amassed thousands of photographs from 1970s Robert Mapplethorpe pictures, stretching all the way back to the 1840s when people like William Henry Talbot, a wealthy gentleman scientist in England, was inventing photosensitive paper so he could take pictures of plants.
He was a kind of a polymath. He was interested in lots of different things, I think including botany.
This is Judy Hochberg.
And he was a frustrated artist in that he wanted to draw things he saw and was frustrated that he couldn't do it well. So he thought, wouldn't it be nice if you could use the sun to create a likeness instead of having to do it by hand?
In the long run, photography did not kill painting. The camera's ability to mechanically record what people and places actually looked like freed painters to be more expressive. That paved the way for the impressionistic paintings on view in the Barnes Foundation's main galleries. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.